Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful silsila called the Islamic way of life. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing readers are leaders. How beautiful it is that the first revelation upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about reading, iqra, read, subhanallah. And this is the very fundamental teaching of Islam that we, the Muslim Ummah, have sadly forgotten. Let's inshallah begin with the recitation of Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is mentioned that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Islam teaches us how to develop ourselves in an intellectual way, inshallah, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is he who learns Qur'an and teaches it, Allahu Akbar. Not only learn, but teaches it to others, Allahu Akbar. Learning will entail you reading the Holy Qur'an. And the ones who read the Holy Qur'an, who understood the Holy Qur'an, they became the leaders of the world, Allahu Akbar. Such as the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahli Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ulama, the Mufassireen, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, they read the Holy Qur'an and they understood the Holy Qur'an. They adorned their lives by the teachings of the Holy Qur'an, the teachings of the Ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the benefit of reading, Allahu Akbar. As soon as we hear the word books, it depicts a beautiful image of education and guidance. It is important to adorn ourselves at least with the fundamental teachings of Islam, about which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated that talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim, that the acquisition of knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. For this purpose, the Islamic scholars of Madinatul Ilmiyyah, they have compiled the books on the fundamental teachings of Islam. And those books in Urdu, they are called Islam ki Bunyadi Baatein. And these books, alhamdulillah, have now been translated into English for your ease. Books of Madinatul Ilmiyyah, they have been translated into various languages of the world. So matter which language you speak, inshallah, you will find guidance from the books of Al-Madinatul Ilmiyyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their endeavors and their striving hard in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can help you learn the basics of Islamic fundamentals, such as the basic Islamic beliefs and imaniyat, things related to Islamic theology. Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. The best of example for us is in the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Acts of worship such as salah, fasting, zakah, and of course the Hajj pilgrimage of the Holy Kaaba. These are the worshipping acts of Islam. These books also contain the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the daily sunnahs which we can incorporate into our lives to beautify our lives and to make our lives in accordance with the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islamic etiquettes, how should one converse with others, How should one mingle with others? How should one communicate with others? How should one do his daily things, daily chores, such as sleeping, eating, working, etc.? Their guidance in these books related to all these daily aspects of life. Character building. How should our character be as the Muslim Ummah, as the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? These books, they entail du'as, beautiful du'as from the Holy Quran, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These books also include awrad and wazaif, the invocation which we should recite inshallah and gain the benefits of the hereafter. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Poetry written in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the hamd of Allah, and the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The manaqib, the praises of our pious predecessors, and munajat, the plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these aspects are covered within the three volumes of the fundamental teachings of Islam. So get this book. If you can purchase the hard copy, very well. If you cannot, then at least you can download it from the website of Dawat Islami, and the URL is www.dawatislami.net. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the zeal and enthusiasm to read and learn our beautiful deen of Islam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Dear viewers, Amir al-Sun Damat Barakat Mul'aliya, he has authored many books which shows his love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the mother of believers. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, the one who loves someone speaks about him abundantly. If you love something or someone, you would definitely speak about that person or write about that person. Same is the case, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam demands us to talk about his miracle and blessed qualities, so that after listening to them, our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam keeps increasing, and thus we develop a passion for practicing the blessed sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhawi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has authored many booklets on the topic of Sirat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the seerah of the beloved Nabi, and he has also delivered numerous sunnah inspiring speeches on this great topic. A brief introduction of 5 books inshallah out of his books that he has written, and he has delivered those speeches, they have been transcribed as well. Those 5 books are The Dawn of Blessing. The Urdu version of it is Subh-e-Bahara. It has been translated into English. So for our English viewers and readers, it is a good news. Get your hands on a copy of this book and inshallah start reading about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Dawn of Blessing. This is a book on the blessed occasion of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muslims are accustomed to rejoicing, decorating houses, organizing religious gatherings and congregations, participating in Julus-e-Milad, the Milad procession, and giving charity. Evidences and excellence of these activities of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah are mentioned in an easy way in this booklet. Subhanallah. It also contains the letter of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah regarding Rabiul Awwal Sharif, especially the Sharia and organizational cautions of Milad, Ijtima, and Julus-e-Milad. Subhanallah. Moreover, intention for celebrating the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the etiquettes of it are also included in it. The height of popularity and acceptability of this book can be well judged from the fact that it has been translated into 27 languages of the world. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted acceptance to the writing of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, and millions of people are benefiting from his speeches, from his writing, from the way he preaches the beautiful deen of Islam. Subhanallah. The second book is Dark-Skinned Slave, which in Urdu it would translate to Siyafam Ghulam. This is a brief and concise booklet based on the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It contains the evidence regarding the nuraniyat, meaning the luminosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, evidence of him being a matchless human being, and evidences regarding the iman, our belief, regarding the parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also mentioned in it. And this booklet has been translated into 6 languages already. At the end, Madani pearls regarding shaking hands are also inscribed in it. Subhanallah. We learn so much when we read these beautiful books authored by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah. And the third book which he has written is Terrifying Camel, meaning Bhayanak Oot, the Urdu translation of it. This booklet details the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of the propagation of Islam. This booklet contains various Madani pearls for Muballiqeen, for Islamic preachers and devotees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In relation to the hardships he sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced after the proclamation of prophethood and excellence of call towards righteousness, this booklet is also available in 5 different languages at the website of Dawat-e-Islami, subhanallah. And 18 Madani pearls of sitting are also mentioned at the end of this booklet. So there is always something that you learn, something new that you will learn, something that will benefit you, something that will beautify your life here in this world and in the hereafter, inshallah. The 4th book Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has authored is The Aged Idol Worshipper, and the Urdu translation of which would be Buddha Pujari. This booklet has been translated into 6 different languages, and it mentions about the condition of the world before the blessed arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It also details the blessed birth. Madani pearls regarding clipping nails are also a part of this book. Subhanallah. Again, you learn something new, which we never knew about the life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnahs. Allah. The 5th book is Luminous Face. In Urdu, it translates to Noor Wala Chehra. Luminous Face is also one of those booklets which contains true stories of the children. In addition to the faith enlightening events of the blessed childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this book also mentions 8 miracles of the blessed hand of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, destructions of video games has also been mentioned in it. So those who waste their life away playing video games and engaging in futile activities such as playing video games and doing other nonsense, it should be a wake-up call for us, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't waste his childhood, and we as parents need to make sure that the childhood of our children doesn't get wasted. Its translation is available in 14 languages, dear brothers. MashaAllah, all these 5 books are available in English. Subhanallah. And one remarkable achievement of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, the research scholars of Dawat-e-Islami, is Bahar-e-Shariat. Subhanallah. The remarkable work that they have done in order to make the takhrij, to find out the references with regards to the Islamic Sharia rulings that have been mentioned in Bahar-e-Shariat, the encyclopedia of Islamic Sharia, alhamdulillah. Upon the desire of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah, the scholarly and research majlis, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, a majlis of Dawat-e-Islami, a Madani movement of devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, undertook this task, which was carried out on 20 parts of this excellent book named Bahar-e-Shariat, adding annotations and references, making the text easier to read, indicating the correct writing style of old and new words, meaning of difficult words, explanation of terminologies and names, beneficial explanatory notes, and a brief and detailed list. Subhanallah. Al-Madinatul Ilmiya incredibly performed the assigned task within just 7-year period, whereas Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, has initially published it in 3 volumes according to modern publication standard. Let's have a glance at the scholarly and research work of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya carried out on this beautiful book, Bahar-e Shariat. First of all, composing work of the glorious book Bahar-e Shariat was done, subhanallah, in which efforts were made to maintain the style of writing of the blessed author Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as much as possible. After the preface of each volume, both new and old ways of writing have been mentioned opposite to each other, subhanallah. Every blessed hadith and Islamic ruling have been started from a new line, and to facilitate all readers, ruling numbers have also been mentioned along with each ruling. Quranic verses have been made evident by placing the printed brackets around them, subhanallah. This is the beautiful work of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya and Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah. They have done all the hard work for us. They have made it easier for us to just pick up the book and read, subhanallah. As Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya has deep love for this beautiful book, and he says this book is such which can make one an alim, subhanallah. 9 copies from 8 publishing houses were gathered from Mubarakpur, India, Karachi and Lahore. All these copies were minutely scrutinized, and then comparison work was done on the basis of the copy received from Maktaba Razviya, Arambagh, Babul Madina, Karachi, and exact identical of the old copy published in India. Help was also sought from other copies where it was needed, subhanallah. This is the hard work that Al-Madinatul Ilmiya had gone through, leaving no stone unturned to preserve the original work of this great scholar, Khalifa Ala Hazrat, Allama Sadru Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. They have done all the hard work, our pious predecessors and the research team of Da'wat Islami. And they have presented us in the easy to read form. All we need to do is pick up the book and read, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to read as much as we can on our Islam, to indulge more into gaining Islamic knowledge. References were not mentioned in the first part of Bahar-e Shariat, whereas in the second part, only the names of the reference books of a hadith, and in other parts, only the names of the reference books of a hadith and rulings of fiqh were mentioned. Volume and page number, etc. were not mentioned. So the Madani ulama of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, with great efforts, added the complete references of Quranic verses, the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ruling of fiqh references, including name, chapter, section, and volume and page number of a book in footnotes, subhanallah. In the bibliography at the end of the book, author's name, the year of his demise, publisher's name, and the year of publication have also been mentioned. Dear viewers, all terminologies of fiqh used in every volume have been compiled at one place after preface of every volume according to the alphabetical order, as well as at the end of the terminologies, explanation of difficult names used in Bahar-e Shariat have also been mentioned in an easy way after collecting them from various different books, subhanallah, making it easier for readers, for you. All this has been done for your sake, subhanallah, so you can benefit. Allahu Akbar. 7 years of hard work by the research team of Da'wat Islami in Al-Madinatul Ilmiya and the hard work of Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah, all has been done for your ease. So now this is the time to pick up and read, subhanallah, and benefit from this remarkable work of Mawlana Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and the research work of the team of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, subhanallah, making it easy for readers, for you. A list of meanings of difficult words has been added according to the alphabetical order after the explanation of terminologies and names in each volumes. Different dictionaries were used for this purpose, and the meaning of different words are also mentioned at some place in the footnote for the understanding of the sentences to make it easy to understand the sentences so that he or she, whoever reads this book, subhanallah, they understand the correct Islamic ruling and they memorize it correctly and no ambiguity is left, subhanallah. After mentioning footnotes of the blessed author at the same page, Minhu 12, meaning this symbol, has been mentioned, whereas after consulting great Islamic scholars, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, Dawat Islami has added footnotes at different places for the correction of rulings, tarjih, preferences, explanation and tatbik, reconciliation. The word Ilmiya has also been mentioned at the end of the footnote to make it distinctively visible, subhanallah. Upon the request of Majlis Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, Dawat Islami, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya authored a booklet by the name of Tadhkira Sadru Sharia on the blessed biography of the blessed writer of Bahari Shariat, and it was added in the beginning of the first volume, subhanallah. He, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, blessed the readers with 17 intentions for reading this glorious book. These have also been made the part of each volume. These bestowals are still continued. When the third volume of Bahari Shariat was almost ready for publication, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya sent a congratulatory message to Majlis al-Madinatul Ilmiya via a draft and encouraged the devotees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to read this book. This note has also been added at the beginning of the third volume, Allahu Akbar. When this glorious book came in the hands of the admirers and followers, many honorable muftis and Islamic scholars from Pakistan and India appreciated the great Islamic services of Dawat Islami and Majlis Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. And they even sent their views in writing, subhanallah. Some of them were published in the second edition, subhanallah. Until now, this glorious book has been published by Maktabatul Madina as a publishing department of Dawat Islami on plain paper and colored paper as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of Majlis Madinatul Ilmiya, a Majlis of Dawat Islami, and make it beneficial for its readers. Ameen bijahin Nabiya Lameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower mercy on Sayyidina Shaykh Sadru Sharia alayhi rahma, and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin Nabiya Lameen. Subhanallah. This is just one book that Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, and Maktabatul Matina, they have taken the initiative. There are many other books like this, alhamdulillah, such as Faizan-e-Sunnat, subhanallah. The remarkable work of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, his original work, where he has propagated the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the most beautiful way, subhanallah. And this is the book which was my introduction personally to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. This is the first Muballigh of Dawat Islami that I had the privilege of meeting years ago, subhanallah, decades ago. Allahu Akbar. Faizan-e-Sunnat, Laws of Salah, Tafsir-e-Siratul-Jinan, Faizan-e-Riyadus-Salihin, and there are many other books that have been written and published by the ulama of Dawat Islami. And this book, Faizan-e-Sunnat, subhanallah, if you really want to get closer to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you truly want to follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot avoid this book, you cannot ignore this book, Allahu Akbar. This is the book that will make you fall in love with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adopting the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam into your daily lives, whether it is sunnah of eating, whether it is sunnah of sleeping, whether it is a sunnah of daily things that we do, our daily life, subhanallah, everything is discussed within this book. Laws of Salah, it is such an important book. It is a reference book, subhanAllah. It should be a handbook available in every home of a Muslim, because Salah is fard on everyone, subhanAllah, whether it's male or female. Now, Laws of Salah, this beautiful book, it highlights many important rulings pertaining to our daily Salah. Jummah Salah, Eidain Salah, Janazah Salah, you name it, Allahu Akbar. all the laws of Salah are mentioned in this book, subhanallah. If you have this book and if you read this book, inshallah, you can correct your Salah. You can read your Salah knowing that you have been reading your Salah in accordance to the Sharia of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to read. Allahu Akbar. These are the ways how we can truly follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the method in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would conduct his Salah. If we want to understand the Holy Quran, there is this beautiful book written by the Mufti of Dawat Islami, Mufti Qasim Sahab Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, subhanallah, in many volumes. Allahu Akbar. This is such a detailed tafsir of the Holy Quran written in an easy to understand language, subhanallah. If you really want to understand the Holy Quran, please get a copy of this, because in your own language, read the easy tafsir of Siratul Jinan, or you'd have to go through all the difficulty of going through great and big tafsir of the Holy Quran written in the Arabic language, which is very difficult to understand. But Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, has made it easy for you. They have given you a bouquet of the tafsir of the Holy Quran compiled in an easy way to understand. All the simple concepts of the tafsir of the Holy Quran are compiled within the tafsir of Siratul Jinan. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the great endeavors of Mufti Qasim Sahab Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya in his great tafsir, Tafsir Siratul Jinan. Amin bijahin Nabi Jalameen. There's another book which I really love to read, is Faizane Riyadu Salihin. Imam Sharafuddin Nawawi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he has composed this beautiful book of the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He has compiled the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on various different topics. And this book has been translated, and the commentary to every hadith has been added. So far, I think 4 volumes have been published of Faizane Riyadu Salihin, the commentary of Riyadu Salihin, subhanallah. And each commentary of each hadith, subhanallah, is so valuable. You have to read it to find out, subhanallah. It is so beautiful. The work is so remarkable. I read it, alhamdulillah, on a daily basis. And I find out more and more about my beautiful deen of Islam, subhanallah. There's so much to learn. The monthly magazine of Faizane Madina, subhanallah, which is published every month, it is also published in English language. If you read English, if you understand English, get yourself a copy of it. Every month, you are receiving the dose of Islamic education, subhanAllah, on various different topics. There is Quranic topics. There are topics related to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are topics related to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are topics related to the lives of spiritual luminaries of Islam. There are topics with regards to the Islamic rulings. There are questions and answers that have been translated that take place in the Madani Muzakir of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, subhanallah. And there are many various other great topics. There are topics on medical issues, subhanallah. There are topics on financial issues. There are economic topics that are discussed there. Topics that relate to our daily lives are discussed there, subhanallah. So get yourself a copy of this, subhanallah. It's a beautiful magazine of Dawat Islami. And it's a monthly magazine. It is published in Urdu as well as in English, subhanallah. So please get yourself a copy. And every month you receive the daily dose of Islamic education. So read. This is the key factor that can make a difference in our lives, inshallah. As the greats of the greats, they say, readers are leaders, subhanallah. Why? Because once you start reading, then you develop the qualities of leadership within you. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Talab al-ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimi wa muslima. Don't forget this hadith, that the acquisition of knowledge is fard upon every Muslim male and female. There is a beautiful book, Faizane Ramadan. Faizane Ramadan is such a beautiful book where the etiquettes of observing this beautiful month of Ramadan are mentioned, subhanallah. The laws pertaining to fasting are mentioned, subhanallah. And Dawat Islami has also published the Urdu translation of Ihya Ulumuddin, the world famous book of Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, subhanallah, written on 40 various subjects that relate to Islamic spirituality, subhanallah, Ihya Ulumuddin. If you read this book, subhanallah, there is so much to learn, Allahu Akbar. And not only that, Dawat-e-Islami has also published a summarized version of Ihya Ulumuddin called Lubabul Ihya, subhanallah. This book has also been translated by the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami to shorten it for you. Everything has been made easy for you. All it takes for you to pick up and read it, inshallah, azza wa jal. Dars-e-Nizami books, there are various books on Dars-e-Nizami that have been published by the Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, subhanallah. The research work of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya has gone into it, subhanallah. Writing different various books and making it easy, the entire Alim course syllabus, and accessible to the masses, subhanallah. And making the print is so beautiful, alhamdulillah. It is composed so well and is so well designed as well, subhanallah, making it easy for the readers. Everything has been done for you. So what are you waiting for? Let's inshallah pick up these books and start reading and benefiting and enlightening our souls with the education of Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal. There is a beautiful book, Faizane Chahal Hadith, meaning the blessings of 40 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is encouraged for every Muslim to learn and know at least 40 hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are glad tidings mentioned about those who memorize at least 40 hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. And this, alhamdulillah, has been done by the greats like Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And also, alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has published 40 hadiths on various different topics, subhanallah. Not only one version of it, there are many versions of it, subhanallah. So get yourself a copy of these collections of 40 hadiths from Maktabat Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, or you can download from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Alhamdulillah, there is also this beautiful book, Mukhtasar Sirati Rasul, the concise biography of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is also available from Maktabatul Madina, inshallah. So don't forget to go and download and read these books, or purchase a hard copy and read this book, or gift it to others, to your loved ones. So the knowledge of Islam enters every home. This is the mission of Dawat-e-Islami, to rectify oneself and to reform others, alhamdulillah. Sirat-e-Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Siratul Mustafa is a beautiful book written by Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah, it is published by the Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, and references have been carefully researched by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, subhanallah. Reference for everything is there. Malfuzat-e Ala Hazrat is also printed and researched by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya of Dawat-e-Islami, subhanallah. Uyunul Hikayat, a great book of Imam Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, written on the accounts of a great Buzurganuddin, a great pious predecessors and awliya, subhanallah. They have been mentioned into their stories, Uyunul Hikayat, and it has been printed in two volumes, subhanallah, and translated into Urdu by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya and published by Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. There are various books for Islamic sisters as well, subhanallah. Islamic sisters can go and download them from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, or go and purchase these books. And there are various books on Islamic months, subhanallah. For example, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of Shaban, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the month of Rajab, subhanallah, the month of Ramadan, and various other Islamic months of significance, subhanallah. Now, there are books with regards to the special days in the history of Islam, subhanallah, the significant days, such as the 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, the day that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, the 11th of Rabiul Akhir, the Gyarawi of Sayyidina Ghawsi Paak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the Qurbani days, subhanallah, the Eid al-Adha, the day of Eid, subhanallah, the 1st of Shawwal. These are the important dates in Islam, alhamdulillah. And there are various other dates, subhanallah, in which there are events that are taking place that are significant in the life of a Muslim, subhanallah. There are events There are books written on the events, such as the event of the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are various other events in Islam, and each book describing beautifully each event in the life of a Muslim, subhanallah. And various articles and books regarding the famous Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khulafai Arba'a, subhanallah, such as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, subhanallah. And various other Sahaba, their biographies have been written individually in book form, subhanallah, by Dawat Islami. And there are various books written on the fadail and the excellence of the Ahli Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, such as Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Muhammad Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and various other Imams of Ahli Bayt, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, and so on, subhanallah. And there are books written in praises of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, subhanallah, such as Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and many other wives of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of believers, subhanallah. There are accounts of the Tabi'een of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those fortunate souls that saw the Sahaba and met the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are books written on the significance of the Aimma, the Imams, the Mujtahid Imams of Islam, such as Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Shafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There are books on various Muhaddiseen, the Hadith Masters, subhanallah, such as Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. The Mufassireen, their accounts are mentioned in various books of Dawat Islami. The names of great ulama and their biographies are recorded by the research department of Dawat Islami. The accounts of awliya and the saliheen and the pious predecessors are also mentioned, subhanallah. So there's everything there. Everything is there for you, ready to read. The only thing that you need to do is to go download the book or purchase a copy and start reading, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always enlighten us with Islamic education and Islamic spirituality through reading and learning more and more about our Islam. And this is the Madani Maqsad and the mission of Dawat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.